laid in this parak. So why already so we talk like a stam Mishnah? So Mara says, Yom Yichas of the Kuli Pirkim, Blue Yom Yichas of the Kuli Pirkim, just stam Selah like the whole parak. And he didn't say clearly like Abiyas of the Mishulim. I mean, I would have thought to say, Abiyas of the Mishulim Koi is only going there. That's one Mishnah. Or my the Kuli Pirkim, what does he mean to say the whole parak? So Abiyas of the Tarati Yom, he says two halachas over there. Or Plukta the Bryce of Plukta, maybe a Plukta in the Bryce of Takis. A plukto, and therefore we do not pass like our Mishnah of the Shemagam Liyali. Therefore, Shmin and Dr. Ralph teaches us no halachic Rabbi Yosi that I'm Shulim Stamazay. La Shmin to teach us now the other Rabbi Shemagam Liyokoi that when Rav says halachic clear perk is going on our Mishnah over here, and he keeps to teach us O plukto the brayso la plukti. It says the brayso not called the plukto. Now the Gemara says my brayso. Where is this brayso? The time is one like this. That's nursing off a guy. Sabu achra b'chol misofik. The next kitak is b'chol misofik. The reason is why is the b'chol misofik? B'vnei shem rachemes. Shem rachemes. She has rachmonis. Alpha P. Shani letters. Even though it's not her own kid, maybe she were to nurse somebody else's kid. So Kitty Sid is a man, the Amirak is an Aramishna of Shimon Gamliel. If Shimon Gamliel, why am I now double Becheskosai? It's Becheskosai. If you see her nursing, it's Zicha, her kid, and therefore the Boachrov is Vabe, not a Bechor. Vechain Hoyo Shimon Gamliel, why am I? That Hanich Nathlatai, Edward Belad, go into your flock of sheep at night. For Roy, you see Kesak, Chomesh, Asoro, like 10, like 15 Mavkiros, Vishain the Mavkiros. So Yodos is Lamacher Hishkim Motzah Schorim Tluyim. You find it giving birth now. So Lamacher, the next morning you wake up a Motzah, you find Schorim Tluyos Vishenim Avkiros, or Nikevas Tlisim Avkiros. You find that the older ones have the Schorim, the kids next to them, and the younger ones are giving birth the first time they have girls next to them. Nikevas. Alachur is Eino Chesheshes. You only have to be afraid maybe this one's taking from the other one. Rather, the ones that we see are their kids, and therefore since here the younger ones have only nikavis, have only females next to them, so we said there's no din of a bechor here, because the younger ones gave birth the first time to nikavis, and the zchorim here, they gave birth to the older ones, so therefore they're not bechorim. So you see clearly in the Bryce here it is a machlokes. So, Kopon, that's what Rav is teaching us, that even though in the Braisa, the Mechulik, and Shimon Gamliel, the Braisa is like Chashiv, and the Lachiv, like the Mishnah, because Shimon Gamliel are now a Mishnah. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding Daf Chov Dal Omer Aleph, again, the top of the Gemara. We did less, so I'm just putting a little bit more on the top of the Gemara. Around 8 lines down, we'll start from again the Gemara about my Braisa, on 8 lines down, we'll start. The Tanya went like this: Halakeach beim manikim levichovim. If you buy a behemoth that's nursing, or for goy, sabu achra, the next kid is bechor misofik. If the next kid, it's a sofik, maybe that's really the first kid the mother's having. The mother was nursing before. We have to be afraid. Mifnei shemaran chemis. It's possible to say that maybe she has rachmonis. Alpha pi sheni ledis. Even though she didn't give birth yet, it's possible to say the mother has rachmonis. This male, the female, and she wants to nurse another baby, no, somebody else's kid. And you have to also, there's a miyat of the behemoths that have milk, even though they didn't give birth yet. So you see, the Tanakam, the Bryce is choshes, then maybe the kid, the next one, will still be a bechor. However, Shimon Gamliel, he also says, no, he's clearly, Dova bechet kosoi. No, it's bechet kosoi. You see, this cow nursing now, for sure, this baby is its kid, and therefore the next one is not a bechor. Vechein, the same thing, hoyer Shimon Gamliel, that hanich nafatechet, where somebody goes into his own flock of sheep, balayl at night time, veron he sees kesek chomish asari, he sees like 10 or 15, mafkiras ashena mafkiras, he sees older ones and younger ones and older ones, yoldos, that they're giving birth, lemocha the next day, hishkim wakes up, amotzas chorim tluyas beshena mafkiras, he sees the chorim are by the older ones, not the younger ones, or nikavis, and the nikavis at Luis Bimafkiras. They're hanging around the younger mothers. You have to see, like, the mothers just gave birth to the Nikavis. So that's the cloud, that's the halacha. Ain't a chosh, you don't have to be afraid that Shema Benoshel Zu Bolu Yetzazu, to say maybe the older ones took the younger ones, and to say maybe the Abacharim, but no. you find the schorim by the older ones. The pshat is the older ones now gave birth to schorim, and they already gave birth once, and they're not a bechor. And the younger ones that gave birth the first time now, since they have nekevus around them, so yes, they gave birth to nekevus, and therefore there's no bechor. That's of Shimon Gamliel's svara that you go dava bosa chav kosei, and you don't have to be choshish for the meat. So that's what Rav meant to tell us. We attack a pasuk like our mishnah like of Shimon Gamliel, even though in the bright there's a machleik, the vice says we don't hold from our brayta, from this brayta. Now the Gemara says the Ibola have a question like this. Yeah, Ibola who. Dover bechaskosa, the cover of Shimon Gamliel, that he says, you leave it bechaskosoi, the einem rachemis, to say what? That the mother does not have rachmonis, like if it wouldn't be its own kid, it would not nurse somebody else's kid. Elim came your ledis. Only if it gave birth to its own kid does it nurse. Yeah. Ho heicho di oilit, but let's say what's going to be if the mother gave birth. Maybe then chashin l'ruchumei. Maybe then the mother gave birth and true, she nurses her own kid. But the question is, do we say sometimes she has rachmanis and she'll nurse another kid also? Is hechad yilad chashin l'ruchumei oiduma? No, di do merachma. Even though she gave birth and she's nursing, but she'll only nurse her own kid. The loy di do, if it's not her own kid, loy merachma, she doesn't have rachmanis and she won't nurse. So that's the shiloh. What does Shimon Gamliel mean to say? Like even in the case where she's nursing her own kid, so you have to be afraid, maybe she'll nurse somebody else's kid also. So Mer says, L'may nafkumi mobi de nafkumino, L'mil kol olo, Mishumaisev yespanoi, would you get Malkus Mishumaisev yespanoi? It means you see a mother nursing a kid, and then you go and shech the mother, and you shech the kid the same day, would you get Malkus? So it's like, is it a vada iso, Isev yespanoi here? Iyam, if you're going to tell me, Dido merachma, Dolo dido loy merachma, that she only nurses her own kid. Now, even though she's nursing her own kid, she would not have rachmanis on another kid and nurse another kid. Says, so then, if you see the mother nursing a kid, for sure it's her own kid, and therefore, lucky, you'll even get malchus. If you shech the mother, and then you shech this kid the same day, you get malchus. It's like a vadai, it's oisav yespenoi. But for Yam, if you're going to tell me, the lady do nami merachma, sometimes she has rachmanis on another kid also, if so, then loy lucky, then you won't get malchus. It's not a vadai, oisav yespenoi. Maybe it's the mother and a different kid, so you won't get Malkus, it'll be a Suffolk. So that's the Shalomai, what's the halacha? So where's the Toshma coming here? It says, Rav Shimon Gamliel Leimer, Halakeyach, Beim Minov Ikechovim, if a Jew buys a cow off a guy, so Einu Chayshesh, you don't have to be afraid, Shema Benoa Shalacher Asoya, that maybe this kid is somebody else's kid. Yeah. And rather we say what? That for sure this one gave birth already. And when it has a kid by you, there's no din b'chor. So Mor says, Mi ketoni do we learn? Mi ketoni hu hoya? Hoya ketoni. Do we speak, does it say who? Hoya ketoni. What does this mean to say? That eina choshe shema b'no shalacheris. Elim kem hoya lo vlad mi kora. Maybe that's all the Bryson meant to say. Shmuel says, like, you know for sure she gave birth to this mother. Because if she didn't give birth, she would not nurse a different kid. But maybe if she gave birth and she was nursing her own kid, maybe she would also nurse another kid. So that if you see the mother nursing a kid, it's got to be chesh, maybe still, it's not her own kid. So here again, you wouldn't have any braisa. The Rashi says, Miketoni and Cheshishin, Shema Benosh Lacherasu, does it say like not to be afraid, maybe it's somebody else's kid? Hoyiketoni, Rashi says, this is what I mean to say. Like the Monashok, all he meant to say is that for sure the next kid you have from this mother is not a bechor. The Ein Chesh was not afraid, maybe she'll rachman another kid, only she has her own kid. But once she has her own kid, you have to be afraid, Taka, maybe that she would nurse another kid also. So you don't have a proof. So much of Toshma coming here. It says, Nichnas Bechet, somebody goes into a flock of sheep. For Ruani sees as a mafkirus, he sees the older one, the younger ones, manikas, are nursing. The Shainu mafkirus, the older ones, also manikas, they're also nursing. So it says, and we have before, that ain't chreshesh, you don't have to be afraid, Shema b'no shal zu bolu yetzozu, or Shema b'no zu bolu yetzozu. You don't have to be afraid, like one cow is nursing its other's baby, but for sure the one is nursing its own kid. So therefore, by the younger ones, they're b'chorim, and by the older ones, they're not. But the question is why? Am I? Why? Lechesh, let's be afraid. Dilma ruchumi rochim. That maybe she'll have rachmonis and nurse somebody else's kid. So maybe they didn't make an exchange. So maybe the younger ones now are nursing the older ones' babies that are not becherim. And the older ones are nursing the younger ones that are becherim. So who you see, they did not nurse somebody else's kid. So Gemara says, no, it could be b'mokim dido leshofka dido umarachim. That's for sure. If her own kid is there, like here we're talking about both cows, like the young and old are both nursing one next to another. So when the mother sees her own kid, for sure, she'll only nurse her own kid. Our shailu is when she's only nursing one. So maybe right now, since her own kid is not here, she will nurse a different kid. But this man, her own kid is in front of her, that's for sure, she would not leave her kid to nurse a different kid. But you have no proof again, but she nursed somebody else's or not. So Toshma coming here, it says, Dover b'ches kosoi. Again, we have before question, everything b'ches kosoi. So my love doesn't mean to say ratio, do mean to say, the ratio is like to say for. That ma say for divada dido, she's vadi nursing her own kid and not somebody else's. So maybe after ratio is also vadi dido, she's vadi nursing her own kid and not somebody else's. So see clearly, she would not nurse somebody else's. The Gemara says, no, no, me the ear is one talking like the other. Hokadis, each one's talking about its own case. So you have no raya. It is so my v'chein, what's lush in the price of v'chein also? After the v'chera, all I meant to say is that you put them in a v'chera. But maybe it's possible that the mother should be nursing another kid. So maybe for oyster, yes, but no, you won't get malchus. So you have no proof. Omar Rabba Babachon, Omar Rabbi Yechanon, Roh Chazir, Shekor Chacha Rochel. If you see a chazir, a pig, running after a rochel, after a lamb, p'turim in abchayra. V'yosa b'achila, that the rochel for sure has put them in abchayra, because she already gave birth, but also you're not allowed to eat this chazir. We do not say that this chazir came out of the rochel, even though the chazir is like nursing, like running after the rochel. Ad yove v'yoret tzedek lochem, until like a Mashiach will come and tell us clearly that this chazir came out of the rochel, then you'll be able to eat this chazir like we had before, that a yotze min ha-torah is torah. So it's like this. Pot min ha-b'chayra, why k'man k'shem gamliel? This time here she's nursing it. So like a shem gamliel that she wouldn't nurse unless she gave birth already. So therefore we say for sure, you pot min ha-b'chayra. But v'yosa b'achila k'rabonin, look, it's all the achila k'rabonin, she did a word, that maybe she would be nursing somebody else's kid. So therefore, it's not vadi; it's her own kid. So therefore, it's also tidit. So it's like it's a kasha. Mashiv also mechilik rabbanon dechashim liruchumei, because dikor shem gamliel have a tamer itzem in atzor or mutav achila. According to shem gamliel, should it even be mutav achila then? So that's one question. According to theory, how the one goes to shem gamliel, one goes to rabbanon. So secondly, ikor rabbanon, and it goes like rabbanon, mayad yaviv yaretzedik lechem. What does it say until like the Mashiach comes? Until you know about it, like going to Rabban, it's possible to say. So, but she says, "My Yovav Yorei, Kivun the Karabban Svilei, Techashinu were afraid the Rechumei that maybe she does nurse a different one." My Yovav Yorei Gila. What do you mean until Mashiach comes? Like Gila Milso, it's a Gila Milso. Let's find out. She Agadon will tell us. In Benoim Lav, Voiru LaShayet LaMemir LaBedovra Halacha Dvar Halacha Yeretzim Tzias Do. Yeah. So Moses says the chitam and maybe misafkle the pshat he had a suffix. He alach gav shim gamliel that for sure she would not nurse somebody else's kid. Or he kerabon and maybe she would. So Moses says he misafkle it's a suffix to him that I might throw him in abechera. Why you put him in abechera? Like maybe it's not her own kid, so in a suffix she should be chayiv in abechera also. The so secondly misafkle the suffix over here. Bama rabba rabba konim rabbi yechanon. That komok mishnah or shim gamliel mishnasen ever shim gamliel says lach in the mishnah halacha gemaisi always pasken like him. Chus only the excluding is Dafkin Erev, Alokin Erev, Vitzidoin, Varayach Reina, the second Raya, Machlekin Babavasra, only these three places we don't pass like Roshim and Gamliel. But every other place we do pass like him. So we pass like Roshim and Gamliel. So what's the truly? Erlim really Pshitalei, Halokin Roshim and Gamliel. That Avadish, she would not nurse somebody else's kid, so for sure this was her own kid. So that's why you put them in Abkhari because she gave birth already. So then the question is, why is it also Bachila then? Miu mesafkele, Yisora Shem Gamliel Yoledes Meram Mechemes, Oyena Meram Mechemes. That's the pshat. Even according to Shem Gamliel, you only have a proof for sure that she already gave birth. But even though that's why she would nurse, but it's not 100% that this is her kid. Maybe once she's nursing her own kid, she'll have rachmanis on another kid and nurse another kid also. So that's why she's nursing this chazir. But it's not 100% that this chazir is her kid. So that's why it's also bachila. But in the chanami, she for sure was taught the minad chayra, because for sure, as Rashi Gamliel, she would not nurse unless she had a kid. So that's his suffix. Like I was suffix before, according to Rashi Gamliel, would the mother nurse another kid also or not? So that's his suffix. But in Rehochi, so, Adi Yashmin Chazir, what do you have to say the case of a Chazir? The Shemin and Tle, say a Poshna case of a Tle, a kid. Or the Nuki Yilem Shem Oisiv Yisnoi, now Kamina would be, whether it's Nisra Oisiv Yisnoi or not. Samura says, yes, Chazir Ritzachlei. Di Yashmin and Tle, just by a kid, have a Mino, Im Tim Tlei, with the Sovi Yilem Shemuram Chemis. If you want to say that once she gives birth, she has Rachmanis on Shemuram and another kid also, maybe only Di Mino, she'll only nurse another kid like her kid. But the loy mino loy, but a chazi or a different min, that for sure not. She'll only nurse the chazi, but it's her own kid. So Ashmina, that's the chiddush over here, no. That chazir. That's the chiddush over here. Still you have a suffix, even though you see this problem like nursing a chazir, still it's a suffix that maybe it's not her kid. It's possible to say that once she gives birth to her own kid, maybe she'll go and nurse another min altogether. That's all part of the suffix. That's the chiddush where it says a chazir. And behind the Yom Rav Yechonon, that boy achoy, that